Alhamdulillah adha'afa ma hamidahu jami'u khalqihi kama yuhibbuhu wa yardha. Alhamdulillah alladhi abda'a al-aflaqa wal-ardina was-salatu was-salamu ala man kana nabiyya wa adamu bayna al-ma'i wat-tin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala rasulik sayyidina wa syafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair wa bika nasta'in ya fattah. Allahumma ij'alna du'atan ilaik wa ila rasulik. Allahumma faqihna fid din wa 'allimna al Qur'an al hakim. Rabbana zidna ilma. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Honorable Assembly, today we have reached a state which is very far from the state of our ancient, our pious predecessors, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Today indeed the Ummah is in a deplorable state, in a very bad condition with respect to hukukullah, the rights that we owe to Allah, and with respect to hukukul ibad, the rights that we owe to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we draw closer towards qiyamah, we are sinking and we are sinking into decay. But we have to try our best to do what we can, what is within our ability, by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there will always be a ta'if on a section that will remain upon haqq. There will always be one ummah, one section that will always be upon haqq. Today we have developed a very uncaring attitude, and we have adopted the statements, the slogans, my wife, my children, my car, my house, my family, and my business. Some of us do not even think about our own homes and our own families, which is even sadder. Because charity begins at home. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَنْفَقَ الرَّجُلُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَهُوَ لَهُ صَدَقَةٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith of Bukhari Sharif. When a man spends on his family, then that is sadaqah for him. He doesn't have to go far for sadaqah, right in his own house. إِذَا أَنْفَقَ الرَّجُلُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَهُوَ لَهُ صَدَقَةٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So the monies that we spend in our homes, it is sadaqah. that spending is sadaqah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even the morsel of food that you put into the mouth of your wife is also sadaqah. It also carries blessings. So indeed, charity begins at home. And we need to see about our own iyal upon our own dependence. That is in its place. It is in its rightful place. But to stop at that, it is very incorrect. The verse of the Holy Quran, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ, they ask you, what should they spend? قُلِ الْعَفُ, tell them, spend that which is in surplus of their needs. According to one commentary, tell them to spend that which is as-sadaqatul mafruḍa, that which is farḍ upon them, let them spend that. And the commentary which is very mashhur, very well known, is al-afu means al-fadil, ma fadula anil hajat. Tell them to spend that which is in excess, which is extra from their needs. When they have spent upon themselves and their families and have taken care of them, let them spend what is extra, give it in charity, help the poor, help the needy. But your home should be taken care of. But to limit ourselves only to our homes and to our families is a great injustice and unbecoming of an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was never the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His fikr and concern was not only about Fatima, his daughter, or his daughters, or his wives, or his al and his descendants. His fikr, his worry, his sympathy, his concern was for the whole ummah. His illustrious companions, the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, also followed in his footsteps. And the tabi'in, and the tabi'ut tabi'in. That is why these three ages are known as the three golden ages. Qayrul quruni karni, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Because their main concern was about the ummah, was about the deen of Islam. Crying for the ummah, making effort for the ummah, going out and sacrificing love of family, comfort of the house, comfort of the home, and striving fi sabilillah, sometimes leaving their wives as widows and their children as orphans. They displayed that to us. But unfortunately, my dear brothers and sisters, we have developed a very selfish attitude and a very non-caring attitude. And we limit ourselves only to me, to my job, my car, my wife, my family. When it comes to them, don't play around. When it comes to anybody else, you could play around. Ma'adhallah khudana khasta. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has likened this ummah to one wall, one structure, one bunyan. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minuna kal-bunyan, that the believers are like one wall, one building, one structure, all together. Yashuddu ba'duhu ba'dha, part of which strengthens part. If we have a building and we have a wall, that wall is built and made of bricks, and each brick strengthens the other brick, and all the bricks make the wall solid and strong. So the Prophet ﷺ has likened us unto one building, one structure, one bunyan, with each brick strengthening the other brick. So too the ummah should be like one impregnable wall, one structure, where we all strengthen each other and we leave no gaps. We do not even leave gaps in salat, but we close up the spaces. So too in life we should not leave gaps, but we should become strong, united like that wall, and each of us strengthening the other. In another example, Sarkare do alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet has said, likeness unto one body, unto one jasad. That if any part of the body aches, if any part of the body hurts, the whole body feels it. He has likened this example to the ummah. If the head aches, then the whole body feels it. If the finger hurts, the whole body feels it. If the toe hurts, the whole body feels it. This is the example of the ummah. From whom? The best of all mankind. Afdhalul anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidul kawnain. Rahmatul lil alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Telling us that we the ummah should be like one body. And if any Muslim is hurt, if any Muslim is oppressed, then mashallah, we should all come together, we should all feel the pain, we should feel the agony, and we should respond. Something happens to the toe, the hand responds, the brain responds with plans, techniques, what to do, and the limbs all respond to rub it, to bandage it, put a plaster on it. The feet will, the next feet will walk. In fact, both feet will walk even to the doctor, wherever it may be, the body responds. So too, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, we need to understand the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when even one Muslim is oppressed, when one Muslim is raped, killed, or murdered, or any calamity or difficulty befalls even one Muslim, we should be like that one wall. We should be like that one body, and we should be hurting, and we should be feeling. But alas, we have lost our shu'ur. We have lost our feelings. We have lost our awareness. And so far have we deteriorated that within the family also too, we don't even care for each other. Brother, sister, uncle, aunt, within close members of the family, even that unity, love, concern is gone. So then what to speak about that of the outside? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling us about Islam. Islam is a whole complete way of life. It is not just about only masjid and salah. Can you imagine a person, Russian, coming to masjid? He is Russian coming to masjid, but on the way somebody is in distress, somebody is in need, and he abandons that person. Why? To come in masjid. And he thinks he has done a great thing. As our kabir, they tell us that there is a qaza for salat. Salat can be made up afterwards. But when a person is in need and he needs your help, then we can't make qaza for that hajat. We could make qaza for salat, we can't make qaza for that hajat and fulfill it afterwards. The time is then, the time is now that it has to be done. So in understanding this deen as a whole, total deen with the different types of hukuk, hukukullah and hukukul ibad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, haqqul muslim ala al-muslimi khams, the rights of one Muslim upon another Muslim are five. Raddu salam, to return his salams. When he gives you salams, return it. Return the greeting. It is wajib to return the salams. Raddu salam wa ijabatu dawa, and to respond to your brother's invitation. When your brother invites you, he gives you dawa, respond to it. He has an aqiqa, he has a walima, something, some nikah, and it is all within the sharia. Everything is cool with respect to Islamic laws and the environment is nice. Respond to it. Ijabatu dawa. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man lam yujibid dawa faqad asa abal qasim, aw kama qala. sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever does not answer the call of his brother and invitation of his brother without a good valid excuse, he has disobeyed Abul Qasim, referring to his blessed self sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Sayyidul Kaunain sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Hakul Muslim alal Muslimi comes. The rights of one Muslim upon another Muslim are five. Raddu salam, to return the salam. A brother gives us salam, it is our duty and our right to return that salam. That's the right he has from us. That's the right we owe him. Wa ijabatu dawa, to answer the dawa and invitation. Wa iyadatul marid, and to visit the sick. To visit the sick, number three. This is something we don't even have to talk about. This is something which is dead. We don't visit any sick anymore, except a few of us. We don't visit sick people anymore. We are not concerned about them. Sometimes they are absent, we don't even care, we don't even ask, and to visit them, to go to hospitals, go to their homes, visiting the sick. May Allah forgive us all. Iyadatul marid. And then our brothers, our sisters may die. Then the fourth thing the Prophet ﷺ said, Wattiba'ul janayiz, following the janazas, following the funerals, performing the salat and walking with the bier, walking with the corpse until the cemetery, and being there until the death and the burial is finished with Wattiba'ul janayiz. And the fifth one, Watashmitul artis. When a person sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then it is our right, it is due from us, it is a haq, it is his haq, and a haq that we owe to him, to say Yarhamukallah, answering the sneezer. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us in Bukhari Sharif, Udul marida, visit the sick, wa at'imul ja'ir, feed the hungry, وَفُقُّ الْعَانِيَ, and release the captives, free the prisoners. In these ahadith, and ahadith of this nature and type, are teaching us about the things that we owe to our brothers. That it is, Islam is not only about salat and fasting and tahajjud and tilawat, but Islam is a deen that goes beyond that. It goes beyond that, where we have to see and we have to care about our brothers. Somebody is sick, visit them. Person dies, to go and help, to give consolation to the family, express our sympathy, to give our condolences, to even cook some food and send it for the people of the deceased, because they are in such a state now they can't even think about cooking. So the neighbors next door and those who are close cook food and even send to that home and that house. It's to see if they can help in funeral arrangements, in the digging of the hole, helping in Erlan, in announcement, whatever it may be. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, standing for each other, helping each other, khidmat for each other, being like one wall. Today we are very well aware of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran," anyone from amongst you who sees a wrong thing being done, injustice, oppression, tyranny, haram, "falyughayyirhu biyadihi," let him stop it, let him change it with his hands, physically. "Fa'in lam yastati' fa bilisanihi," if he doesn't have that amount of ability, then with his tongue he should speak out, he should talk against it. "Wa illam yastati'," if he doesn't have that amount of ability and istita'at, "fa biqalbihi," then with his heart. "Wa dhalika adhaful iman," that is the weakest of iman. You know what's the sad thing about this? Is that we know this hadith and we quote it, and even the preachers quote it, but little do we practice upon this hadith. We speak about it and we talk about it, but the hakikat and the reality, where is it? How is it into our lives? Do we stop the wrong with our hands? Do we speak out against it? Do we feel it an evil in our hearts? We preach it. We talk about it. We hear it, listeners. But unfortunately, we don't act about it. The West has succeeded in dividing us, that we are not together. We don't care about the rights of each other. We have no sympathy and feelings with each other, and we have become disunited. The West, the forces against Islam, have succeeded in dividing us, and we have become weak. We have become weak. We do not respond to the calls. There was one person, mashallah, a very pious person, a student, who responded to the call of women being kidnapped, women being raped. And he responded to that call, and he took up arms, left his books, left his hidayah, and went out for justice and established a system of justice in honor of the girls' reputation who are being abducted, kidnapped, and raped. There are such people who are still amongst us, mashallah. So the West has succeeded in dividing us and creating this big division amongst us. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, let us take an example. The example of Shahzad Muhammad, who was murdered, who was killed. I was present in the hospital when the doctor was explaining to the family and showing them pictures of the x-ray and telling them how this bullet had entered the skull, and he said this could only happen at close range. It could only happen at point blank range. Murder, zulm, aggression. But everything was falling apart. Everything was falling apart. Some concerned Muslims decided that their voices should be heard. Their voices should be heard. And so on the highway, they spoke out against this tyranny, this injustice. And mashallah, things happened. Lo and behold, because it is a poor boy, son of a poor fisherman from a district in Charleville, unknown, having no big standing in society, the DPP has dropped all the charges, and the guilty one is released. And where is the justice? What has happened? And as time has passed, people have forgotten about that. Now let us ask ourselves the question. Here it is, somebody was murdered, a Muslim, any human being upon whom injustice and tyranny has been done. We should stand up. The Muslims are the source of barakat, rahmat, and mercy for this whole ummah, Muslims and non-Muslims. That because of the presence of the Muslims, that there will be goodness and khair existing in the whole world for animals, for human beings, for the jinnat, for all of the alameen, for all of the worlds. Think about it, my dear brothers and sisters. When we put it into our situation, a child is born unto you, a boy child, you feel happy. You take care of that child, you do akika for that child. You see that child growing up in front of you, he is your son. He is the apple of your eye, he is your eyeball, he is growing up. He becomes a man, he reaches the age of working and providing. You see your son getting married, he gets married, he has a wife, and now that son has a child, he makes you a grandfather, your son, flesh and blood. When lo and behold, the life of your son that you saw from birth, growing up in your home, is snatched away by some zalim, some tyrant, injustice, murder outside there, how is the father going to feel? It is so difficult when a father has to bury his own child. But many of us don't know that, because we haven't buried any of our children. It is easier for the children to bury the parents. It is harder when the parents have to bury their own children and the son's life is snatched away. The father has been deprived of his son through injustice and tyranny. A wife is deprived of her husband. A child is deprived of her father. And there is loss, and there is pain, and there is grief. What do we do as Muslims? It doesn't matter whether he's from Charleville or whether he's from Point Fortin. It doesn't matter. Our duty is that this is injustice. It is murder. It's a death. It's a grief. We should go to the family. Speak to them. Console them. Offer our sympathy. And at least be part of raising our voices against that injustice that was done. And we know there are so many injustices that are being performed today in the name of justice. In the name of justice. But you know what? Sometimes we think, we feel sorry, we sympathize. But it's not my child. It is not my son. My family is safe. I am okay. My family is safe. So we tend to forget. And with the passage of time, whether justice is brought or not, we forget because he doesn't belong to my home, to my house, so we just drop the whole thing. Could this happen? Could this have happened in the time of the Sahaba? When Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Makkah, when Rasul alayhi salam sent Uthman to Makkah at the time of Hudaybiyah, and it was rumored that Uthman was killed, the Rasul alayhi salam said that if this is true, then we will all fight to the last drop of our blood, and they took bayat and allegiance. If Uthman is harmed, that will not go so. We will fight to the last drop of blood. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, we are the neighbors of the people of Charleville. We are the neighbors of the people of Charleville. Our district is close to them. Therefore, they have a greater haq and a greater right on us. Muslims need to be united. Muslims need to stand firm and to stand strongly together, united, especially in these times when injustice can prevail. In these times when a person will look at you, watch you, and hate you only because you are Muslim. In these times when people will see your woman veiled and they will hate them just because they are Muslims. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. And they hated nothing from them but that they believed in Allah Al-Aziz, the mighty, the powerful, Al-Hamid, the one who is praiseworthy. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, today, after the Asr Salat, the brothers and sisters will be again raising their voices in the form of a peaceful protest by the Uriah Butler Highway that is on the highway close to Chief Brand Products. I appeal to you, leaders, elders, commoners, masses, I appeal to you to go and show some support to the family. Be part of that struggle. If we can't stop something with the hand, at least let us stop it with the voice. Talk out or be part of that. To just sit down and hate it in the heart is the weakest form of faith, my dear brothers and my dear sisters. And this is the concern, ma'ad Allah. Until the time comes, may Allah forbid it, Quran akasta, ma'ad Allah, when we are affected and one of our beloved ones is snatched away from us, and we are left alone without no support, without no help from the community. How do we feel, ma'ad Allah? So I'm appealing to you. We have a program tonight which starts with Maghrib Salat, speaking about the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the beliefs of the Sunni Muslims, the beliefs of the people of Sunnah and Jama'ah. This program starts with Maghrib Salat. We have enough time after Asr Salat to go there, lend our support, and be part of that voice which would be lifted, and inshallah some khair and justice could come about. Let us not be divided and disunited and have that uncaring attitude. on caring towards others, but caring about our only selves alone. Ma'adhallah kudana kasta. Quran says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. والذين آمنوا معه وشدّوا على الكفار. And the believers who are with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are firm and hard against the kuffar, those who are hostile, those who are enemies to Islam. They are firm and hard against them. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. But they are merciful, very sympathetic amongst themselves. Lot of rahmat, lot of mercy, lot of sympathy amongst themselves. Remember, my dear brothers and sisters, we are one ummah. We are like one wall. We are like one body. If the toe is missing, if the toe is injured, the whole body feels it. Let us feel the pain also of those parents. Let us feel the pain of these people. So many Muslims, so many citizens are being murdered, raped, kidnapped. We are the Muslims. We are the ones to make a difference, my dear brothers and sisters. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, the questionings will not be only about hukukullah, the rights of Allah. It will also be about hukukul ibad, the rights of the servants. What did we do? Sahaba understood this. That is why Ibn Abbas left his i'tikaf to go and fulfill the need of his brother. And he said, when the person says that you are leaving your i'tikaf, breaking i'tikaf, says, I'm doing that to fulfill your need because I have heard the master of this tomb, Walahdu bihi Karib, and the time is still fresh in my mind, and he started to cry, Ibn Abbas. And he said that I have heard the esteemed master of this tomb saying, Mamma Shafi Hajati Akhihi. Anybody who goes out to help his brother, to fulfill some need of his brother, to alleviate some suffering, to alleviate some grief, kana wa balaga fiha, and he goes very far into that, makes a lot of effort into that, kana khayran lahu min i'tikaf fi ashri sinin, then that is better for him than the i'tikaf of 10 years. 10 years i'tikaf, better than 10 years is to go and help your brother, to stand by your brother, support your brother, alleviate some suffering, offer some words of condolence, bring some type of comfort and relief, better than 10 years of i'tikaf. And he continued, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَمَنْ اَعْتَكَفَ يَوْمًا. Anybody who performs i'tikaf for one day seeking the pleasure of Allah, أَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ النَّارَ ثَلَاثَ قَنَادِكَ. Allah places between him and between the fire of Jahannam 3 trenches. Abad mimma bainal abada mimma bainal khafiqain aw kama qal, which is greater in distance between the east and the west, the north and the south, heavens and the earth. One day i'tikaf, one day's i'tikaf, Allah is going to put 3 trenches between you and Jahannam for one day. The distance of each trench will be between that of the heavens and the earth, east and west, north and south. Can you imagine how many trenches for 10 years of i'tikaf? Better than all of that. Mamma shafi hajati akhi. So we are the neighbors of the people in Charleville. We are one ummah. We are united. They have asked for our help, for our support. After Asr Salat, the big and the young, the learned and those who are not so learned, the commoners, the elite and the kawas, we should all respond and go to the family, be part of that, and show, demonstrate a sense of unity, demonstrate a sense of solidarity and support with victims who are victims of crime and injustice, for we are here to eradicate that with whatever means possible. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.